What kind of treasure are you storing up in your life? We'll look at what's really important on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. You know how it works. You stay tuned. We're going to get started now. Hey there, welcome to the show. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here again on Blog Talk Radio. Just got in from Chicago. Had a great time at the Catholic Marketing Network trade show. If you were there and I got to meet you, it was wonderful to meet you. You know, I'll tell you what, it's always a great time when I go out and I do these shows. And while I was there, I spoke to the Catholic Writers Guild, which, by the way, is a great group of people. And I shared an important message, I think, because this is one that I really feel. And if you are someone who works, if you do anything for the church, if you're teaching religious education, if you're a writer, if you're a blogger, if you are a speaker, it's very easy to fall victim to discouragement. We start to look at, is my work really mattering? Should I quit? Is it doing any good? And what I tried to do, what I really believe in, I think one of my missions in life is to encourage anybody who works for the Lord. I get letters all the time. I get emails from people who are feeling this call to either do what I do on a full-time basis or a part-time basis, and they're confused. And listen, I'll tell you what, I've been through it. I still go through it. If you're going to work for the Lord, if you're going to do anything for Him, and that doesn't even mean necessarily in a professional way, if you're going to do anything for the Lord at all, even on a volunteer basis, expect to be attacked. You're going to be attacked by the devil. You're going to be attacked by your own maybe fears. You're going to be attacked by other people in the world telling you that it's crazy. You're going to turn on TV or look at the internet and get discouraged. Don't believe it. If you're doing something for the Lord, keep doing it. There's a time when it is okay to move on. There's a time. But let the Lord know. Let the Lord tell you when that time is. Don't just give up. And so anyway, that was the message I got to give, because there were people there for me over the close to five years that I've been doing this full time who have encouraged me when I felt like I was at the edge of the cliff and I was about to fall off. Working for the Lord can be challenging. And again, it doesn't have to mean that you're working for Him on any personal level. Maybe you're homeschooling. You're using a Catholic homeschooling program. Maybe you're teaching students at your parish. Maybe you're volunteering to bring the Eucharist to the nursing home. I've done all these things at one time or another, and I've seen the challenges. Speak to the Lord. Let the Lord encourage you. That discouragement that you're feeling, that's not coming from the Lord. So anyway, that was one of the great opportunities I had. I filmed an episode of a Bookmark, EWTN Bookmark, for my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, and just got to meet lots of cool people. Today I had a really interesting, I gave a talk this afternoon at Holy Family University in Philadelphia, which is not too far from where I grew up. But it was a gathering. It was a gathering of the Syro, I'm going to see if I'm going to get this right, the Syro Malankara Church. Now, I know that's quite a mouthful, and believe it or not, this was a youth organization. They had several hundred people. They came from all over the U.S. and Canada. They are part of the Eastern Catholic Church, and a lot of us that are of the Roman Catholic rite, we forget, or we don't even know, that there are Eastern Catholic churches who are under the leadership of our Holy Father. They're under the Pope. This church, it's originally based in India. Right now, check this out. When the tradition holds that the Apostle Thomas went to India and started a church there, and he was martyred in India, this movement grows out of that church, and they have their own bishop, and again, they're under the Holy Father. Their masses are very much different. They do a lot of chanting. It was an incredible opportunity to see the diversity that the church has to offer. And what happened was, and this is pretty interesting, this happened for several of the Eastern churches. And you may or may not know, we have the Eastern and Western churches. The Eastern churches they are the original Catholic churches, the church in Antioch and Jerusalem. And we had eventually the church in Rome. So these are where the churches came from. We had the Eastern church and the Western church. Many of the Eastern churches left the fold of the Catholic Church. They they went against the Pope. They broke away from the Roman Church, but several of them came back. And now we have many Eastern Catholic churches. Again, it's just amazing to see this under the Holy Father. And this group is one of them. These were young people, I think, from 15 to 35. And it was just a really cool experience. So I got to give them a talk about discerning God's will today. I'm a little bit tired, but I did have a nap this afternoon. Got a nice big glass of water with a slice of lemon in it. And we're ready to do a good show. We're going to look at Sunday's Mass readings. These are some of my favorite readings. I love this gospel. First reading is really good as well, because we're going to talk about treasure. When you think of treasure, you technically, you generally think of earthly treasure, money, possessions, things that you could just hold in your hand or maybe look at with your eyes. But Jesus tells us in today's gospel, in Sunday's gospel, about a different kind of treasure, a treasure that's more important than anything you can have in this life, really. And he's going to underscore the importance of accumulating heavenly treasure. So really cool stuff. Anyway, hang in there. We're going to talk about that. I want to remind you that total consecration to Jesus through Mary, you're going to start seeing a lot about this, begins here on the program on September the 4th. It's a Sunday. And for 33 days, we're going to prepare for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. This is the sixth year that I have been doing it. This year, it's going to be unlike any of the other years. And by the way, we do go 33 days straight, and that includes the weekends. The weekend shows will be 15 minutes in length. The weekday shows will still be 30 minutes. We're going to use, I call this year, first time we've ever done this, the best of the best. In the past, we've used several different preparation methods. There are a lot out there. There's Father Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory. But that's not the only one. That is not even the original. That's the newest, really, of them. The St. Louis de Montfort had guidelines for total consecration, and he's the one who popularized it, but he never came up with a day-by-day approach. So therefore, several different individuals came up with an approach. A lot of them are really good, but they have good points and bad points. And I think one of the dangers in using the same approach every year, and you know me, I like to shake things up because I want to keep it fresh. I want you to get something out of this. It would be really easy for me to just lapse into, okay, let's pull our book out again, and here we go, page one, page two, page three. But if you use the book for that, you don't need me. And I want you to need me, right? So I got to come up with a new plan. This is unique. So what I'm going to do is use different preparation methods and really compare them against St. Louis's writings and see what he wanted and come up with a day-by-day approach. And I'm taking this one day at a time. You know the way I work. I do very little advanced planning because I want the Holy Spirit to lead me. I'll do some planning, but we're going to come up with a dynamic and very exciting for you, and believe me, it's going to be exciting for me because I have no clue how this is going to work, but it's going to be, I know this is going to be good because I do have a lot of good material that I can draw from, a totally unique preparation for total consecration. You don't need a book, you don't need to buy anything, you just need to show up here, download the podcast whenever it's convenient each day, and I'll give you Bible passages to read, I'll give you plenty of stuff to get you ready. Total consecration. It begins on September the 4th. Be on the lookout for more information. It's going to be coming soon. Next week, I'll start putting out some posts on social media, do some banners on the website, and get ready to get started. And that reminds me, we are 1 week away. Today is Friday. We are 1 week away from the beginning of the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat that's taking place at the Malvern Retreat House in Malvern, PA, which is right in the Philadelphia suburbs. I just checked in with Malvern today. We are on track to beat last year's attendance. Now, we sold out last year. We're doing this retreat at the Family Life Center, which if you've ever been to Malvern, it's a very old retreat house. Malvern has a very large capacity. The bulk of their rooms, however, are not air conditioned, right? Now, this is August. So we are in the Family Life Center. The Family Life Center is the new air-conditioned part, and it is beautiful. We're going to have the whole Family Life Center to ourselves. We have very few spaces left. We are just about sold out, but there still is room. If you're interested in participating, please go to followingthetruth.com and click on the banner. That'll take you into the Malvern website, and you can register today. But you've got to do it quickly, because this is going to be good. Last year, we had a tremendous time. This year, I've got lots of good stuff planned. We are going to do Mass. We're going to do confession. We'll have a priest come in for Mass and confession. We'll do Eucharistic adoration. I've got 5 brand new talks. I'll have all my books. I'll have all my CDs and videos. We're going to hang out together. It's not like I go into hiding when I do these things. I just come out to do the talks. We're going to eat together. Now, that might not be a good thing, depending on how you feel about me. But assuming you want to hang out with me, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be available to do that. And I'm really looking forward to it. We had people come from all over the country. I know some people are flying in for the retreat. It's going to be good. I speak a lot, you know that, about overcoming anxiety. This is a weekend devoted to those of us who tend to be worriers. We're going to talk about Jesus and really grow closer to him. So please, if you need more information or to register today, and I really mean that, it's really getting tight there. Followingthetruth.com, the banner is right on the homepage. You'll see it, and I would love to have you. And if you have any questions, you can just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com for more information. I want to thank you for your support of my apostolate, both through your donations and using the Amazon links or the Mystic Monk links on my website. And I want to tell you again, the summer is really tough. I'm seeing donations really take a dip. This happens to all ministries. If you're someone who shops at Amazon, this is a way to do it without costing you anything at all. All I ask you to do is, instead of going directly to Amazon.com in your browser, go to followingthetruth.com. Look on the right-hand side of each page of my website. It's called a sidebar. It's on the right-hand side. You'll see an Amazon image. Click on that. Let that take you into Amazon.com. Everything at that point is the same for you. You're in Amazon just the same way as if you would have gone to Amazon.com, but it flags your purchases as coming from my website, and that results in a little bit of a profit for anything that you buy. I don't get to see what you buy. All I know is that I get X number of dollars each month from Amazon, and that keeps this show free, and it also keeps my full-time apostolate. It helps to keep my full-time apostolate running. And a lot of people don't realize that as an author, and believe me, I'm going to make this quick. I'm not going to go through a long dissertation. As an author, I make very little on books, and that's just the way it is, especially in the Catholic market. And I really have to depend on speaking engagements and donations to be able to support my family. So these little things that I'm asking you for, they are huge. They really are. So thank you in advance for your donations. Thank you for your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee. It's another way that I earn a commission when you buy Mystic Monk Coffee from my website and when you use the Amazon link. You've been really good to me. You're the reason I'm still here. So if you don't like me, it's your fault. And all kidding aside, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to be here. I want to continue to proclaim the good news. You are the reason that I'm able to do it. So thank you very much. I'm going to take a sip of my water. I always have to tell you that so you don't wonder where I went when I'm taking this sip. It gets tricky when you do this program. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We are so blessed to be alive. We are so blessed to know you, Father. We're blessed to be able to do your work. Please let us know what we can do to serve you. And please grant us the grace that we need to be able to continue doing that. We want to serve you. We want to share your good news with everyone we meet, however we can do it. And we thank you for the privilege of being able to do that. Father, we ask you to bless us. We ask you to bless those around us. We ask you to help us with the struggles that we face. We especially ask you to help anybody who is sick, anybody who is anxious or lonely, anybody who is dealing with doubt or despair, struggling financially, dealing with addiction. Father, please help them. Please help us with our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. We also ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to put an end to abortion. We ask you for peace in the world. We ask you for an end to hatred and terrorism. And Father, I give you the show, and I ask you to speak through me on this program. We ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as we always do, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Martha, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So cool to be able to talk to our Heavenly Father, isn't it? He can help you. Always remember that. Don't worry, pray. Why worry when you can pray, right? You got a Heavenly Father. You got a brother in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You have the Holy Spirit. You've got some really heavy hitters on your side. Don't waste your time worrying. It's not productive. Every time you start to be afraid, turn to the Lord and pray. Today is the feast of St. Martha, so I wanted to give her a little bit of a shout-out. You know her. She's the sister of Mary, and they were friends of Jesus. You know the Martha and Mary story well. Martha was waiting on the Lord. Mary was sitting at his feet, listening to him. Martha got a little frustrated, asked Jesus to tell Mary to help her. Jesus ended up surprising Martha and saying that Mary has chosen the better part. The message here is that we've got to make some time for spiritual matters, for that spiritual journey, that communication with the Lord every day, no matter what you're doing. Work is good, but if you're not praying, you got a big problem. And we're going to talk about that message as we look at these readings for Sunday's Mass, the message of spiritual treasure. In the world, we don't look at spiritual treasure. We measure our happiness or our success based on material things. That's not the way it works in the Lord's kingdom. And here's the thing, my friend. You got to remember this, that in the end, everything you have, your possessions, your money, all the recognition you get from other people, that's going to be left behind. It's not going to matter when you're judged at the end of your life. It's not going to matter. You got to remember that. We forget that. You can't forget that. So let's look at these readings for the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And again, I'm going to tell you, these are among my favorites because these are challenging readings. So I'm glad we're doing this. I'm glad we do this every Friday on the program. Let's look at the first reading. It's a reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, beginning in chapter 1. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. If you are losing sleep over the lack of money you have in the bank, if your job is keeping you up at night and you're worried and it's becoming a hassle and you're becoming sick from it, you need to do something about it. The Lord wants you to be at peace, and I am dead serious about that. I've lived this, and it's not good for you. I know the difference that I felt when I was making six figures, hating my job, feeling completely overwhelmed. And the difference between knowing Jesus, having him in my life, having a friendship with him, and having no guarantee of any income, which is the case for me now. I have no guarantees, but I have the guarantee of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I am more peaceful now than I ever was. If your job is making you sick, I'm not saying just quit it outright. You need to look into doing something. Start praying about it. Ask the Lord what you can do, because you shouldn't be physically ill over anything in this life. It's a sign. If you're feeling anxious all the time, if you're letting it affect your health, right? It's a sign that you need to do something spiritually. And we'll summarize all these readings. We'll tie them in together. But this first message is, we spend so much time killing ourselves for material things. I got to get this person to approve my work. I need this validation, right? I got to be recognized. I need to be a success. Well, guess what? The Lord has a different standard. He measures success a lot differently than the world measures it. If you go by what the world measures, first of all, you're never going to be happy. You are never going to be happy with possessions, with recognition, with things, with money. Temporarily, yeah, maybe. But I guarantee you, that happiness will not last, and none of those things will help you get to heaven. We really have to believe this. Psalm 90, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I love this psalm, by the way. Listen to this. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch in the night. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. Everything, every bit of success, every possession you have, anytime anybody recognizes you, you get an award, it's all because of the Lord. Sure, you might have worked for it, but without him working through you, you can do nothing. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm saying it so that you remember. And look, I struggle with this. This is a challenge for me because I forget that. We need to remember it. Anything that we accomplish in life is because of the Lord. We owe him everything. If you work with your hands, if you didn't have hands, you wouldn't be able to do anything. If you use your brain, if you didn't have the mental capacity to do your job, you wouldn't be able to do it. That comes from God. If you're not alive, you're not going to be really productive in the workplace, are you? And we hear so much anymore about success. I have achieved this by working hard. Well, great, you worked hard, but you got to thank the Lord. You didn't do it yourself. Nobody does anything by themselves. And that's the message I hear, and it really gets me upset. This is all me, hard work. And yeah, you need hard work, but you're just cooperating with the grace that God gives you. So, can you tell I'm passionate about this? We need to acknowledge the Lord and his work in our life. Everything we have, it's a gift from him. And if we become too attached to things, we're going to be in big trouble. We need to remember everything in this life is temporary. It's not going with you when you die. Second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, think what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Jew and Greek, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. What I want to highlight here is the message that St. Paul tells us. Remember, this is the inspired word of God. It's just not some guy on the street writing this. St. Paul's writing this, but his words are being inspired by the Holy Spirit. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Right there. That's your takeaway for that reading. At least that's the one that's hitting me over the head like a sledgehammer. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. That is a challenge. You're off to a good start, though. You're not listening to me because you just are looking for something to do. You're listening to me because you're trying to get closer to the Lord. I know that, and I thank you for doing it. But really, we need to do more of that. We need to make sure that we're always thinking of the Lord throughout the day. It's going to bring you a lot of peace in your life, too. It really is. You have to turn the TV off sometimes. I love doing Catholic radio, but turn the radio off sometime and spend some quiet time with the Lord. Get up early, stay up late after your family goes to bed or before they wake up. Make sure you carve out a little bit of time. Don't let it impact your family life, but you have to find a way to spend some time with the Lord each day. The gospel, it's Luke chapter 12, 13 through 21. The message is going to be so clear. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told him a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom that will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." I'm telling you, it doesn't get much more powerful than that, does it? I was at the Chicago, I was in Chicago flying home, sitting at O'Hare Airport, and our flight was delayed. There were some weather issues, and they had a lottery machine there. And I was watching person after person after person come up and use the machine to play the lottery. Now, there's no sin in playing the lottery. I don't play it, but it's not a sin. But what could be very problematic, this could be a problem, is if you are intending to hit the lottery and go sit on a beach for the rest of your life and do nothing. That's not good. Because that's what this guy in the parable was doing. He wanted, and listen, there's this temptation. We all think, if only I had $1 million, I could just relax. But where does the trust come in? How does your faith grow if you're putting all of your faith, or I should say, how does your faith in the Lord grow if you're putting all of your faith in the $1 million that you have in the bank? And don't think I'm not saying to save. You need to save. But there is a point where you have to take some of that excess that you have stored up, that excess that is almost becoming like a god, because this is what happened with me when I had money in the bank and I was making six figures. And take some of that money and share it with others who need it. There are people who are starving to death. We can't be accumulating so much money for that potential rainy day that may never occur while we have people starving in the world. And there are missions who are desperately in need of money. And there are ministries who are working for the Lord, who are in need of money to keep going. So we got to share what we have, and we eventually have to recognize the fact that tomorrow is not guaranteed. Just because you have $100,000 in the bank doesn't mean you're going to be safe tomorrow. We could be at war. The banks could collapse. I mean, anything could happen. You could be dead. That's the message. Boy, this is uplifting, isn't it? But you get the point, and that's what the Lord wants you to know. Make sure you're accumulating spiritual treasure in this life. It doesn't mean you can't have money. It doesn't mean you can't be rich. Just don't be greedy. Share what you have. That's what the Lord wants us to do, and that really is the message. And how much you share, that's between you and Him. He doesn't want you to give away the mortgage money. He doesn't want you to give away money that you need for food. He doesn't want you to do that. But He might want you to skip the extra cup of coffee at the coffee shop each day. He might. You know, I mean, this is something you could think of. He might want you to cut short your vacation. But again, vacations, they're a good thing. Not necessarily. You know what I mean? You just have to talk to Him and work this out. But make sure you are building up some spiritual treasure every day. Go to Mass as often as possible. Go to confession frequently. Pray and read the Bible and talk to the Lord. You do that, you're going to be well on your way to getting to heaven. All right, I got to run. I'm here over the weekend. If you need anything, Gary at followingthetruth.com. Have a great night. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember to really ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand these readings, especially when you go to Mass and hear them on Sunday. God willing, we'll be back on Monday, and we'll talk to you then.